You had your own fruit trees.
And what would you usually have in your orchard?
Okay, we had several kind of apples. We had one or two pear trees that didn't have very many pears on them. You had one or two plum trees. Any number of peach trees. Those that came on, you had an early June peach. And then you had later your freestone peaches. And you had your late apples. You always had an early June apple, which was a green apple. And they were small apples, but boy, they had taste to them. I mean, of course, that's what my mother complains about, meat and things like that. It just doesn't, like a corn-fed hog, you don't find that taste anymore today because everything is so commercial fed and it's all the same stuff. But a corn-fed hog ham, once in a while you might get one around here, very rarely if you've got a friend, and then you've got something good to eat. Let's see, other kind of fruit trees. That's about it. You dried apples and you dried peaches. You put them, you gathered them, quartered them or sliced them thin, put them out on newspapers during the daytime and tried to put them where none of the dogs or cats or anything could get to them, something high, maybe a low roof on something, or they'd be different places. Bring them in at night. You had those. Everybody did that.
And that would last them through the winter.
You had huckleberries that you could get out in the woods, which is really a sort of a gooseberry. Mm-hmm. And, of course, blackberries was something that you had. There was always a lot of walnuts, hickory nuts. Some people had a pecan tree or two, but that was something that you bought at Christmas, were pecans in this part of the world. You had your own milk, and you made your own butter. I don't believe my mother ever made any cottage cheese. Now, I'd been at the farm where they made cottage cheese and they made their own cheese.
Yeah, how do they make that? You start with milk, I know, but...
Well, you start with milk and you let it, the whey out.
I guess it can't be too fresh. Because you use just fresh milk or would you have to let it sit?
Well, I don't know enough about it on those things. But I remember one girl always had it, only she never had it yellow. Finally, I told her I didn't like it white, so she put some coloring in it. But I'd eat it down there because it was good. I don't know enough about it. You just, you take the whey out and let it solidify. And if you put anything else in it, I don't know. You may. I don't know that. But I'm just telling you what people had. Mm-hmm. That's one way they used their home agents. We're the county agents. Everybody had a storm cellar, and that's where you put your fruit. Most everybody did, not only for the self-protection of storms, but to put fruit in. And another thing is they did, if they did kill a beef, they usually canned some of the beef parts. There's very few things they canned in pork.
Mm-hmm.